Well, we're in Fort Collins, Colorado today at a meeting sponsored by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to give the public an opportunity to provide some feedback on challenges faced by the animal ag industry and practicing veterinarians as FDA implements its initiative for the judicious use of medically important antimicrobials in medicated feed or drinking water for food-producing animals. That's a long description of what we're doing here today. We're going to talk with Bill Flynn, who is Deputy Director for Science Policy in the Center for Veterinary Medicine in FDA. And Bill, this is actually the third meeting of five that you're holding across the country, right?
That's correct, yes. We've put out a schedule to have five public meetings. This would be the third in a series of meetings. We've had a meeting in Bowling Green, Kentucky, a meeting in Olympia, Washington, and of course we're here today, and we have two more meetings coming up this month and in June.
Let's talk about the situation right now, kind of where we're at with what FDA is trying to do.
Yeah, we FDA announced a strategy last year for moving forward with some changes to how antibiotics are used in animal agriculture, particularly those classes of antibiotics that have human medical importance. And the two key changes really is to phase out the use of some of these more important drugs for growth promotion type purposes, as well as to phase in veterinary oversight of those products, because really particularly the products that are now used in as medicated feeds or in drinking water are available over the counter. So one of the things that we're planning to move forward with is to basically transition those products from an over-the-counter status to one that requires a veterinary oversight.
I know the FDA's received some pressure in this area to get tougher, so to speak, on the use of these antibiotics. And now, as I understand it right now, this is still a voluntary initiative?
Well, yes. We've laid out a plan, and again, the plan hasn't officially been implemented yet, but we're moving forward with finalizing that plan and expect sometime this coming year that would occur. And part of that plan lays out a 3-year implementation period where the idea would be to phase in those changes in that 3-year period. And so what is voluntary is the fact that we're seeking the cooperation of the pharmaceutical companies that market those products to come into FDA and to work with us to make those changes to those products. And then, of course, once those changes are made, then those products would be, now labeled and approved only for more limited type of uses, and including the fact that it would require authorization or a prescription from a veterinarian to use those products in the future. And so we're very optimistic in terms of we've done a lot of outreach to key stakeholders, including the pharmaceutical industry, and we believe we'll have a high level of cooperation as we move forward with making these changes.
So what kind of feedback have you received in the past year and at these meetings as far as both producers and veterinarians?
Well, one of the key reasons we're holding these meetings, and again, that's part of the reason our strategy includes a 3-year period for implementation, is we understand that there are practical implications with making these changes. I mean, really just focusing in on the veterinary oversight piece, clearly producers have relied on some of these products for literally decades and have had access them through certain suppliers. And as we move to change the marketing status, meaning changing the requirement that those products now have authorization of veterinarian, that could have some practical implications for them in terms of their ability to access those products in the future. So clearly, and that's why we're having these meetings, we want to hear from folks as to what their specific circumstances are. Are there things that we can be doing as we move forward with this to try to minimize those practical implications on their operations?
And I know one of the areas you're putting more emphasis on is veterinary service in those areas that may lack veterinarians.
Yeah, and that's with these meetings, we're really trying to focus in on that issue, that we understand that particularly in certain parts of the country, the access to vet services may be limited in the more remote areas. And so that could be a particular issue for producers in those areas where if they have challenges getting access to vet services now, again, that may have practical implications for them if they've in the past gotten access to some of these products through certain suppliers, and now once these changes are made, they would have to get an authorization from a veterinarian. So, you know, that's one of the particular focuses of these meetings, is trying to look at that issue and look at areas of the country where that may be particularly problematic, and at least get that conversation going as to, are there some things we can be doing to try to minimize those impacts.